Even with FEMA's involvement here, you have to know what's going on at the local level. And you got to make sure you can have people like Sandy Friedman running or Lena Hidalgo in Houston or whatever. You want to make sure you don't have these kinds of people running your local government, because, as I've said all along, they can make things much, much worse. This is not theory. We saw it in 2020. If you got bad local officials, they could make it much, much worse than Fauci and Trump wanted it to be. Or they could kind of nullify what Fauci and Trump wanted. And so, again, is that really the purpose? Nowhere in here does reason talk about any motivations for why a government would want to take people's property in North Carolina. But we know all about that, don't we? People who were pushing back against the mine expansion and these critical mines, one of, if not the largest deposits of lithium in the world, I think perhaps the biggest one in the U.S. Plus, it's near an area where there's ample water, which is not what they've had in these other lithium mines. And then a quartz mine that is the sole source worldwide of a particular type of quartz that has to be used in the state-of-the-art semiconductor manufacturing. And so they want to expand these things, and the local residents did not want that because it has massive environmental impacts on the water and many other things, polluting it, using it. So voluntary buyout programs have been implemented in over 1,000 counties and have been used to relocate almost 50,000 households throughout the country. The situation is very different when the buyout ceases to be voluntary. A little-known provision in the Hazard Mitigation and Relocation Assistance Act of 1993, who was president then? Bill Clinton, right? Went through the Clinton administration. And you had Democrats in control of Congress. It was in 1994 that it flipped from the Democrats to Newt Gingrich when he came in with his Contract for America. So this is Democrat Congress, and Clinton put this Hazard Mitigation Relocation Assistance Act. Gave authority to local governments to implement a mandatory buyout program for flood-prone areas. And as I said, they'd been playing these types of condemnation games and stacking up fines for people. That was common. You know, when you look at politics at the local level, it's usually about real estate. And that's where people like Sandy Friedman came from. And then when you get to like the state level, it starts becoming about lawyers and about big business and that type of thing. And same as it is when you go to Washington. But so far, just three localities. Cedar Rapids in Iowa, Minot and Minot, I don't know how you pronounce it, in North Dakota, and Harris County in Texas, only three of them, have used this mandatory buyout program that was authorized by the federal government in 1993. The Harris County program is the largest of the three, expected to forcibly purchase 585 households and 390 businesses by 2026 and turn the land into green space. Reason writes, most local governments have been wary of taking advantage of mandatory buyout authority, and for good reason. While states have the power of eminent domain and may use federal funds for this purpose under the law, you know, always the federal government, always there incentivizing criminal acts, like, you know, P-diddying your kid in kindergarten. I'm so disgusted with the schools and the anyway, while states have the power of this and they get federal funds for this, it's always ripe for abuse. With a voluntary buyout, governments must offer a purchase price that is high enough to entice homeowners to sell. So if it's voluntary, you got to do it. But if you can do it with mandatory stuff, you pick the price and they don't have any choice. And so that's going to typically manifest itself with fraud. Harris County faced accusations of discrimination, as I said before, when their mandatory buyout program was applied in the majority Hispanic neighborhoods, while the white neighborhoods had voluntary buyouts. And I suspect that if anything, they did this based on the idea that, well, if people got more money, they're going to push us on this and challenge this. So, you know, we'll make it voluntary there, mandatory in other places. Both the federal and state governments have long encouraged development in storm-prone areas by offering below-market rate flood insurance and other forms of assistance. These subsidies should stop, and the government should do more to make people aware of the risk faced by homeowners in vulnerable areas. You see, Washington Post said, well, let's extend the FEMA map so people can get the subsidized federal flood insurance. They're saying, let's stop that, but let's let people decide if they want to take the risk, they can take the risk. If they don't have flood insurance, that's up to them. So they said, this is a question of values. Yeah, you want to protect the lives and property of American citizens, but the government and the government should not subsidize risky behavior. But the desire for safety can't become the excuse to force people out of their own homes. Well, it can be. Because you see, safety is the excuse to do everything to take away our liberty. Always is. So this was from listener David. Red alert your people. Don't let FEMA inside your house. And I think he was in Florida. He said, I was close to ground zero. Storm is gone. So I think that's about, this just came in. So I think it's about the Milton hurricane. Said lots of damage. Right now, all the rivers are swelling. So houses on rivers within 1 mile are flooding. What everyone is missing, he says, FEMA is condemning houses when they flood, and they want inside of the homes, even though they don't need to go inside. So he said, once they put a sticker on the house, you have to go, they will come back and they will bulldoze the house. So if FEMA, you let FEMA in, they inspect it, they'll put a sticker on the house, and then the bulldozers come. Said, now, you've got county government passing new rules to seal houses as well. This is real. I've seen them do this in the Keys, the Florida Keys. So red alert your people. They're getting rid of manufactured houses. See, that's another part of the agenda. They can come in and they can wipe out an area because they want to build a skyscraper. Or they can come in, as he's saying, perhaps this is their motivation. I don't know, but we do know that BlackRock and Vanguard and all these companies want to own all the houses. They've been buying them up left and right. They don't care what the mortgage rates are. They've got all the money in the world. Well, at least a third of it between these three companies, State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. And if they can get this property, they can control the houses so that you don't own anything. Remember that? You won't own the cars because Elon Musk is going to have the robo-taxis around, and you won't own the home because BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street will own the homes, and on and on and on. And he said, one of the things they're particularly looking at are manufactured houses, you know, double wides, things like that, because that has been kind of an escape valve for people who can't afford the full thing. And so they want to get that out of there. This is also from Handy giving us an update. He's gone into North Carolina to help, very anxious to get in there. And before I show that to you, let me give you, we're constantly told by Glenn Beck and others that, you know, FEMA's just doing a great job. We have some Republican politicians who are saying that. Don't criticize the government. We love our bureaucracy. And the Democrats especially want to now censor people if they are questioning anything the government does or their motives, or if they criticize what they have done or what they've not done. No, you're not supposed to say that now either. I mean, this is the censorship world that we live in.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.